probably seen them that way. What do you call the stuff that you'd spread on a donut?
That's glaze.
Okay, how about stuff that you spread on a cake?
That's icing or frosting.
Which term do you use, usually?
I use them both, icing or frosting.
Do you have any feeling of one as being the term you grew up with?
We grew up with icing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Frosting is a more modern term.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. That's what I was hoping you would say, because that's my usage too, really. And then the things that you make up a batter and you fry them in a skillet and eat them with syrup and butter.
Those are pancakes.
Any other name for those?
Flapjacks, I believe.
All right, anything else?
Pancakes and flapjacks. I think maybe hotcakes.
Mm-hmm. How about batter cakes?
And batter cakes, yes.
All the same?
I've heard batter cakes. Uh-huh.
Is any one of them an older term?
A batter cake is probably an older term.
Okay.
I think they're all probably. Because pancakes is a general term.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you ever make them with cornmeal?
I don't.
Have you ever seen them?
But I think you can.
What would you call them then?
I don't know. Are they fritters?
Mm-hmm. And some people say flitters. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Okay.
But they're corn fritters, aren't
fritters
they?
Is good, yes. Uh-huh. That's right. And if you, talking about a measurement, if you were buying a sack of flour, you'd say it held 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. And you put in bread to make it rise.
Yeast.
And the inside part of the egg is called?
The yolk.
And what color is it?
It's yellow.
Okay. And if you cook those things in hot water, what do you call them? I don't just mean the yolk, I mean the whole thing.
The whole thing. If it's in the hull, I'm in the shell,
uh-huh.
It's boiled.
Boiled what?
Boiled egg.
Okay, and if it's out of the shell?
It's poached egg.
Mm-hmm. When you do poached eggs, do you have one of those little egg poachers, or do you just drop them in the...
I just drop them in a container with some water.
Because I've never tried doing that. Just in boiling water? You just crack the egg and...
And put... I don't know, because what I've been doing is just putting some water in a container,
mm-hmm.
Just enough, and then putting the egg in and not putting any butter or margarine in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I do it in the oven.
Oh.
Mainly because I fix for my mother, and I'm very careful about... grease and, you know, dealing with her. So that many times I give her eggs like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I called it poached. I don't know whether they really poached or not.
Because mm-hmm. I never heard of doing it in the oven.
Uh-huh. I fixed a lot of eggs in the oven.
Gee.
Occasionally I may fix them in a cast iron skillet.
Mm-hmm.
But, and scramble them.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to not scramble them, then I do them in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
I may break the yolk sometimes, but anyway, just put them in the oven and they cook there very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're baked eggs.
I guess that's what it would be. You never heard them called dropped eggs?
No.
They're just cracked into boiling water, okay. What do you call fat salt pork?
I call it fat back.
Any other terms for that?
No.
White meat? Sow belly?
No. I've heard sow belly, but I don't know what it is.
How about streak of lean?
Streak of lean. But when I think of streak of lean, it actually has a streak of lean meat in it.
Fatback doesn't?
Fatback doesn't.
Okay. And then if you cut the side of a hog, what would you call it?
If you cut the side of a hog? I don't know.
Middling, do you know that term?
No.
Side meat?
Side meat? No, I've heard the term side meat, but I don't have a reference.
Okay, how about